What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Corsair Gaming and Antlion Audio. We have an awesome show for you guys lined up because we have the bane of my existence on the show. His name is Alexander Bags. If you know him, you know that me and him, we butt heads a lot. And it gets pretty intense on this show. Jada is here to put fuel on the fire. And Aaron Carter does nothing. He just sits there and watches the world burn. So much going on. We're going to be talking about League of Legends. We're talking about Street Fighter. We're talking about Lionhead Studios closing down. Oh my gosh, there's so much news to get over. And oh, E3. There's some more big E3 news coming up. So get ready, relax yourselves for all that and much, much more on this week's Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? And pizzas. What's up, pizzas? I almost forgot. Where am I? Where's my head at? Aaron, would you help me answer that question?
I have no idea. I mean, are you going to do all the sponsors and everything?
Yeah, of course. I did that in the pre-show.
The pre-show?
Yeah, the pre-show I'm about to record after we record this.
Wow.
Come on, Aaron. Don't you know how this works?
Nope. Been doing 3 years and still don't know how it works.
We've been doing this for 3 years and 7 days, and you still don't know how this works.
Nope.
If we were members of Happy Days, he'd be the Fonz. Aaron Carter, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Well played, sir.
Just real short.
Yeah.
Well played.
That's exactly how I'd say it. But back in that time, they wouldn't accept me.
No, you'd be the one.
The Nappy Days.
The one that they...
The one. Yeah.
Only one.
Did you just say the Nappy Days?
That's what it'd be called if it was my show. Nappy Terrible. Days.
Also joining us on the show, the red-headed Baron. Oh no, sorry, the strawberry blonde.
It's true.
If we were characters from Happy Days, he'd be Ralph Mouth.
I don't remember.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Am I the only
There's
one?
There's the Fonz, and he hits the jukebox.
Yep.
That's
and
true.
And then there was the other guys.
You don't remember Ralph Mouth?
They jumped a shark once.
Potsy? They were like they were like the two like kind of characters that had no purpose, but they just show up every once in a while.
Alex remembers the good points of Happy Days. They jumped a shark.
They did jump a shark.
And Fonzie was cool.
Yeah. That's
didn't have a father figure.
Ouch.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah.
That's why he liked the other guy.
That's actually the reason I chose Fonzie for Aaron. I just wanted him to think it was because he was cool.
Wow.
It's because I'm cool.
100%. You are wearing sunglasses at night inside of
Yes.
If we were members of Happy Days, she'd be Mrs. Cunningham, Jada.
Who?
Is that the one that made pies for everyone or whatever?
It was Richie's mom.
Who's Richie?
Oh my gosh. Am I really the only one who watched
which one was the alien?
Okay, no. Happy Days was that show that you would come on Nick at Night and you would turn off the TV cuz it's bedtime.
That's when you knew it was bedtime.
That's when you knew it was bedtime.
100% true.
That's exactly what Happy Days was.
Oh my god, it's so late. I need to go.
Yep,
to bed.
I got school in the morning.
Yep.
And I am of course your host, Chachi.
Joni loves Chachi?
Yeah, she does.
I thought what is those tchotchkes?
Tchotchkes are knickknacks. Yeah. Bric-a-brac.
I thought that's what he's talking about.
The reason you may be wondering, why did he choose Happy Days?
No one's wondering that.
Did nobody wonder that, Aaron? No.
We were going to let you
a little bit. Are you a little bit curious?
I thought you were just trying to be nostalgic.
That too. Because much like Happy Days, we have spun off, ladies and gentlemen.
We're jumping the shark.
Yep.
that comes later. That comes
Does
like
it?
In a year or two. Yeah, we're still at the part where we're so successful that we're spinning off and having other successful
literally
series.
Literally do anything.
Wow.
Yes. Like Laverne and Shirley, that came off of Happy Days. Joni Loves Chachi after Happy
Mork
Days.
Mork and Mindy.
Very good, Aaron. And much like that, we have spun off to have a second podcast. Did you know that, Aaron? Did I mention it to you?
But as we do, yes.
But as we do.
But But that second podcast didn't start on this podcast.
Well, it features someone who got his foot in the door through our podcast, Eddie Villanueva Jr., the Puerto Rican sensation, would come on to our show every once in a while, and then he got the itch to want to start a podcast.
Gross.
And
really just see a doctor.
He sat in Larissa's seat, and he got this itch.
Wow.
And it happened to be one to start podcasts.
Fired. What? Swinging wildly.
I know.
Hitting anybody you can. Just throwing the arms around.
Jeez. Well, you know how these things go. I mean, this
it's like hitting the ref in a boxing match.
Yeah. Or in a WWE match, yeah.
Boxing match.
So we've basically
like
spun off.
Ref in soccer?
Same thing.
We've started a second entity. It's called VGB Studios. And basically what it is, it's a network of podcasts local to Sacramento at this point. And it's going to span the gambit.
The gamut?
Nope, the gambit.
Gamut.
No, we're going to span the gambit.
Captain Correction strikes again.
The gambit.
We're going to play
the
X-Men,
difference?
The gambit.
Yeah.
Are you going to have good width and breadth?
What's the difference between a gamut and a gambit?
Gambit throws cards at you.
Yes.
Gamut is what you span.
It's what you span? You don't do anything else with the gamut?
No. You can run the gamut.
You can?
Yeah.
But you can't throw electrokinesis cards at people.
No.
Okay.
I mean, you can if you want.
Just one letter.
Gambit can run the gamut.
Gambit can run the gambit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gambit? And he can throw the telekinetic cards.
Wow.
But he can run the gambit. It's a very specific danger room sequence.
Yes.
Why has no one gone there yet? Why does it feel like we're
a terrible place?
Feels like we're breaking ground here on some shit like the next big X-Men comic.
No, that's the next movie that they're going to come.
Yeah, that's going to be the next terrible failed movie.
That sounds like it's going to be the next terrible
Fox
The Gambit.
Give me a call.
I'll keep listening.
Yes, Gambit, please. Yeah. I will pin it for you guys and send it off to you guys.
Somebody's already on there. They're already writing it right now.
I'm mailing it to myself as we speak. But like I was saying, VGB Studios, we have a website coming up and we're spinning off. So if you like this podcast, you may like their podcast. It's more movie focused.
Don't stress the may.
Okay, you will.
There you go.
You absolutely will.
Sell it,
girl. It's a very good podcast. Starring,
what's it called?
It's called The Filmlosophers.
There you go. Let's get that brand name
good
out
publicity.
There.
You can check them out on Twitter, at Filmlosophy101.
Do they...
All right, I like that Twitter a lot.
That's a good Twitter.
That was really good.
Wait, what was the Twitter? I missed it.
Filmlosophy 101. And you're talking, I think, into the wrong end of that.
For the
am I? To the wrong mic?
Yeah, you're in the back of it.
I am in the back of it.
Yep, turn it around.
It's the best way to go.
There you go. Wow. God. We had to go there so early in the show.
Of course.
Aaron, any comment?
No.
As a fellow guy who likes it,
Nope. You already shot yourself in the foot there.
You
bang.
Dang.
Swinging wildly.
I know. I'm like getting reckless with my jokes. Which is why I'm not a comedian. We just tell the news here. And the first news story is Capcom is punishing top-ranked...
Rough.
That segue. No, that was like... You know, like segues are the things that you ride that go... That was like one of those burning hoverboards.
Mm.
That's what your segue was.
Wow.
The one
which
just
is funny
because
it's related to a segue, which is what you ride around instead of the hoverboard.
So, you
so
get it?
Yeah, do you get
you're
it?
You're segueing my segue?
I'm segging your segue into segues.
Yes.
Is this
perfect
episode called Wordplay? Is
that we should name it Wordplay.
Wordplay.
You've already had two.
Wordplay with friends.
With Gambit and Gambit.
The Gambit Gambit.
Yeah.
Bags is
and
in
then
a
we
mood.
Segged your segue into segues.
Yep.
See how many more Edgeways. Of these.
Capcom, everybody.
Capcom.
Capcom is punishing top-ranked Street Fighter V players by docking them over 9,000 league points.
It's deserved.
So there's been accusations.
What happened?
Have you heard of World Combo?
No.
He is one of the top players in the world.
Is he one or two?
He actually hit number one before they hit him.
Hit Super Platinum, and
why?
Capcom got onto his little tricks.
What's his tricks?
He was quitting matches early.
Was
to
he
avoid
rage quitting
points.
When he was losing?
I don't know if it was rage quitting, but
no,
he was DCing at least.
He was mad, trust
probably.
Me. That's why he was quitting.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, either mad or just being a dick.
So what does this do to him?
Basically, they reduced him all the way back down to
bronze.
Bronze.
He's a bronzy again.
Well, I mean, so, he's so good, he'll get right back up.
Exactly.
There, right?
Yeah, I was thinking it's like kind of a smurfing the dude, so he's just gonna wreck.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of people.
Does his characters get any weaker for being bronze?
No.
Does he lose any?
It's just time.
For characters?
It's just time.
It's just time. And the thing, the title of being, oh, I'm number one.
Yeah, it's kind of like having your account banned and having to start a new one and then just re-rise to the ranks.
It's a hollow title.
Yeah.
Is what I'm hearing, right?
Huh?
It's just a hollow title then.
Right? Well, it was already a hollow title because he cheated. Hollowed it out.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a paper champion. He's a
I'm just thinking
player.
Of a guy like over a bunch of paper, like, I am the paper champion.
Yeah.
I am the paper champion. Yes.
The big thing is it takes time to raise up in the rankings. Yes. I mean, you get mostly, I think my most points I got on a win was like 70. Like,
and what
points.
Do you, but I don't know. Maybe I'm failing to see what you get for it, though.
You don't like winning, though.
No, I love winning.
You don't care if you win or lose,
but
though.
You don't care.
When I win, I would like to get something for it. A trophy, a badge of honor,
pass. What do you expect? Ranking. The title of best player in the world is
He was already
for
number
you?
One. I mean, he was.
He was yeah. number one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
He can't brag. He has no, he can't do the bragging rights anymore.
Oh, bragging rights. Okay.
Yeah, I
come
mean,
on,
he
that's,
like,
that's
he doesn't like Street
of,
Fighter, though.
That's half
Bags
of
doesn't even
I
like
love Street
Fighter.
I love
yeah.
watching it.
Five.
I like watching it.
And so it's like, if you were,
nah,
do you like Ultra better than Five right now?
I'm, if you can call it better, I'm better at Ultra than I am at Five.
No, I'm saying personally, do you like it?
Are you?
Like playing it or like watching it? Yeah, I beat you a lot more in Ultra.
Well, I was also not that good in Ultra.
Yeah, you're still not that good in Ultra.
Well, you set yourself right up over
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, sorry. What was your question?
I'll load it up right now. So
do you like
play right now.
Ultra better than 5?
Correct.
No.
No?
5 is a natural progression.
Natural progression, okay.
Might as well keep going.
So the rule here, or the lesson we learned
Did
here.
Did they hit more people than just that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been doing it, but he was the most notable. The lesson here, ladies and gentlemen, don't be a cheater.
Yeah, don't rage quit.
Did
don't
they take say your losses. How they figured it out?
There's a lot of videos and stuff surfacing.
Did people need evidence of him doing it, or would they be able to look into their system and have an algorithm to look for it?
I'm sure it was all evidence from people because they posted like 2 or 3 weeks ago saying, hey, we understand there's been some rage quit issues
like,
from
let
players.
Us know who it is.
Record your matches, save your recorded matches, and send them in to us. Mm. And so they probably have been like scouring through all of those and punishing.
But then that means they don't have a method for tracking it themselves, nope. Or they're not willing to implement it, or it hasn't been implemented yet.
It's probably it hasn't been implemented
all of the
yet.
All true, yes. All of it's true.
Fable Legends canceled and
Lionhead,
yeah, Lionhead
Studios got axed.
Lionhead Studios is closed.
Microsoft it closed all
games.
The way down.
Yeah. Yeah, Microsoft closed him.
That's good.
Microsoft makes video games everywhere. Oh, wait, no, they don't.
Well, first of all, I don't think anybody, I don't know if anybody in here that played Fable Legends
was
really too hyped on it.
Oh,
you
man,
were hyped
so
on it?
I wasn't hyped. I was hyped before.
Wow. Oh my God, Aaron, you have no idea.
You
Alex,
weren't hyped.
Every
sarcasm.
Single night,
you're
I would go in my bed
Alex.
And pray.
Okay.
And say, that let me have Fable
yeah,
Legends.
Sure.
So I played it at E3 last year. And uh-huh. Or no, 2 years ago.
Correct.
And I enjoyed what I played, but it was way too basic. So I got in on, I've had the beta going on my console, and I've been seeing the changes and the updates and stuff like that. And they've made it better, but it still was not anything that was worthwhile playing on a regular basis. So
the game was trash. The game
I actually don't even know what it
is. Is Lionhead Studios officially a one-hit wonder?
With Fable 1, yes.
Can we call it that? Like,
so didn't they make other things?
Yeah, they made...
Didn't they make a... What's
that, wait, that was Molyneux's studio, right?
Yeah.
Peter Molyneux.
So
didn't they make
Black
and
White?
Black and White. That was yeah. I was going to say.
But that was before,
was that
right?
A hit?
Yes.
Black and White, yes.
Like, if Fable was Ice Ice Baby, was Black and White the ninja rap?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'm getting mixed signals. Aaron?
They're a one-hit wonder.
I only say yes because... Only people who really know Ninja Rap are people who play TMNT, and so I equate that to only people who know Black and White were PC players.
Yeah, I mean, it is not the same hit that console players actually were excited about it because they're too stupid to play good games.
Oh, yeah, because it was, wow.
Sorry.
Shots
I went too
fired.
Far I went too far.
The views of Alex do not affect the views of Jaderina on her channel here.
They were a one-hit wonder with Fable.
No, they weren't able to continue it on. Did they do anything else, though?
They did
honestly.
Black and White and uh-huh. Fable.
That's it.
That's
yeah.
literally all they did.
That literally, I'm looking at their whole list of games.
I think
and
I
white.
Remember, wasn't Fable?
Oh, no, excuse me. The movies.
The what?
Oh, I love the movies.
Oh, the movies. I remember that.
They did the movies, the business simulator game.
Yeah, I remember that one. It was not good.
So, I heard it was all right.
I remember Fable.
Not enough to play more than once.
The big disappointment.
The big disappointment?
In Fable?
Yeah, was it 2 that like had no boss fight at the end, or was it 3?
2 was a huge disappointment.
2 is, yeah. Two is by far the worst
one. 2, they added the dog and had shitty multiplayer, right?
The multiplayer was... Yeah. You had
the UI is
pre...
the dog, though.
Yeah.
Like, imagine a world...
And you grew up with your dog.
In which you interact with this dog.
Yeah.
I never got to plant...
It has everything that you need in the game.
I never got to plant my apple tree and watch my apple tree grow.
There were a lot of broken promises in Fable,
though. That's indicative of Molyneux himself.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So is that the thing? Is, like, literally the studio couldn't be saved because Molyneux either screwed it up so bad or built it on such false promises that it just disintegrated into sand once... Because he left, right? Or whatever.
Yeah, he left.
Like a while ago?
Long time ago.
Bullshit, who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he leave or was he kind of ejected?
He
probably was ejected.
He probably didn't care.
Yeah.
He had a bad reputation there towards the end.
He was high on shrooms 24/7.
He's had a bad reputation since.
Actually, they've found a lot of Silicon Valley employees, the creative ones, are actually microdosing with LSD.
That makes a lot of sense.
It does, doesn't it? That's how you become very creative and have energy. LSD, kids, try it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, let's not try
it. I'm putting
LSD, this
disclaimer on this video, on this fucking podcast.
just talk to your doctor before, it's fine.
They literally rolled on one game franchise and they said, that's what we're going
to
do.
Here's an excerpt from the official announcement. After much consideration, we have decided to cease development on Fable Legends and are in discussions with employees about the proposed closure of Lionhead Studios in the UK. Lionhead Studios team has delighted millions of fans with the Fable series over the past decade.
With
so
Fable.
Bad.
With the Fable series.
Whatever happened
with
to
Fable.
Milo?
Oh, yeah, right? Milo, the creepy little
was that
Kinect kid?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That was a Kinect
you
kid.
You wanted a kid, but you couldn't have a kid. So
Peter Molyneux and
you
his...
got Milo.
God, if you want to see the most bullshit, like, spewing out of someone's mouth in the video game industry, go to that video of Milo.
But it's not malicious bullshit. Though.
No,
is it not?
No, I don't think so.
And that's kind of
the sad
thing.
Do you think he buys it?
Yeah.
He buys it himself. 100%.
I think he, like, it's just so, like, he's like, oh my God, this is an amazing idea. He's drank all the Kool-Aid so nobody else can have any.
Yes.
Like, he drank the whole pitcher.
He drank all the Kool-Aid.
He watches a lot of TV, and he saw George Costanza say, it's not a lie.
Unless
you
believe it.
And that's what he just lives his life
that's
on.
That's actually a past lie detectors, by the way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I think he truly believes that he could do greatness and greatness can be done. And then he just has no vision on either what to cut back, what to bring up, what to actually promise, like where to go with it.
His execution.
Do you remember in the Milo
his
video?
His execution is where he fails.
Milo, I think, tosses something towards the player and like she kind of like goes, oh, like she was going to actually catch it. And then he just goes on this little... Do you see how she was so immersed and engaged in the conversation with Milo? She actually believed that he was throwing her something.
Yeah, it's because he believes
that. He believes that?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, then he got what he deserved.
He also must have an amazing imagination.
I agree.
I don't think he turns it off when he talks to normal human beings.
He's a normal
He's
human
talking
being.
To his...
No, he's not. Just a little crazy.
He's talking to his...
All right, fine. I'll let that one slide.
His imaginary friend.
His imaginary friend. Milo.
Milo.
Milo. Milo was his imaginary friend growing
he's
up.
He's probably
there
got
go.
A full build in his house.
That's why no one's ever heard from him.
Yeah, that's why he's quit.
He's like,
comes
I
home
can
from
finally
work.
Play with Milo. His what real games? Son's right over there. Dad, what about me? I'm like, I'm hungry. No, I'm immersed with Milo.
Throw me the ball, Milo.
Oh, that's good stuff. So this is going to be back into my world a little bit. So you guys were with us last Saturday when Nate Diaz beat Conor McGregor. And that just continues the EA curse in its effect with the UFC.
I saw a headline that said the next EA UFC is a tribute to failure. It's going to have Conor
and Ronda.
Ronda, yeah.
Perfect.
Side by side.
That's great.
And they tried to, like, UFC must have tried to trick the system because they, last time, were like, oh, it's a mystery fighter. If Conor wins, he'll be on the cover. If Jose Aldo wins, he'll be on the cover. Trying to, like, maybe avoid that curse. Conor wins, gets on the corner, drops his next fight. It's a curse.
It's EA.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You have to literally sign a contract with EA to, like, you're going to fail in some aspect of your career in the next year.
EA's the curse.
I think they need to, like, fix that somehow.
There's no way to fix it.
What can they do? What
Who's
about
to say they're not fixing it so it happens?
Mm.
You think they're using it, like, as some sort of curse?
It's hella controversy. You're talking about it.
Yeah, but I talk about
so.
Yeah, but you're the person they're trying to sell their stupid shit to because you like that stupid shit.
That's true. I'm going to buy the
You're going to buy the shit out of it. You're going to buy like two copies, aren't you?
I'm going to buy three copies.
There you go.
When
See?
It comes
you did
out
it.
Next week.
Just got in your head. You just let the man get in your head.
That's
that.
It.
It's that easy.
No, but I think there is some. There's got to be something there.
Some correlation some between type of conspiracy. The failure of people that are on the cover of EA games. And
how much money do you think they're offering, though? Just take the fall in this fight. Just
I don't
take
think,
the fall.
No,
do you
no.
think EA is?
It spans to, you know, football as well.
Take the fall to not do.
But
what
the
in, you
but
need
injuries
to do.
And stuff like that. Sometimes they're injured.
Yeah, that's just an injury.
Sack the shit out of him and break his fucking leg.
So they're like, hey.
So they go. They go pay the other team.
We just put this guy on the cover. I need you.
Yeah.
Fuck his ass up.
Yeah. What?
They'll do that.
Wow. Yeah, so now, that's very crazy conspiracy thing.
Well, it's like how
that.
All of soccer was rigged for years. And still is.
Europe? I'm mainly into American, sir. Exactly.
Blizzard reveals Overwatch open beta and release dates.
The release date's funny.
The
It's right before my birthday. That's the funny part.
What's out now? Alpha?
No, yeah, beta.
It's been closed beta.
Closed beta right closed now beta. For
Very
your PC.
Okay.
They're going to open it up, but they're having it come out the same day as the other one from that other company that did Borderlands.
Oh, Battleborn.
Yep, that one.
Yep.
Battleborn, they look very similar, not going to lie.
That's why, so the head of Battleborn or whatever was like, oh, that's cool that they think it. Yeah, sure, okay. That guy, that jackknob.
Wow.
Wow. They were saying, like, it's cool that they think, you know, like, there's a really, like, hope for this genre sort of thing. Like welcome aboard launching on the same date or whatever.
Wow.
Just like, okay.
Well, then
they're going to fucking smash you into the ground, but all
right. We have
they're
Paladin, doing, too, right? That's another very
Smite. I love Smite and everything, but high res, you're pushing it there with Paladin.
No, but they did so good with, oh, right, they haven't.
They did well. They did very well with Smite.
Tribes.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not
No,
talking about
the
tribes.
Game that they started, and then they were like, we're going to actively develop this. And then actually, Smite took off, and they're like, never mind.
Yeah, exactly. You go with your big dog. I played Tribes a long time ago. My mom bought it for me for PC when she still thought I was a PC gamer. She
knew in your heart that you were.
She got something right in your life for
she
once.
Got Jedi Academy. Yeah.
You mean like good PC games?
Jedi Academy.
And you still turned out like this? Ugh.
Yeah. Perfect. So, but I thought Tribes was going to be a good game. A whole bunch of different vehicles, big team battles. I don't know. It failed somewhere online.
I don't think you just got hooked into it, which is fine.
Yeah.
Looks like the game will actually release on May 24th on PC, Xbox One, and PS4. And then the open beta will be announced May 3rd. Yeah. And it'll go until the 9th of that
That's
month.
If you... Pre-order
it. It is a pre-order thing.
I got my
One
beta
of them
key.
Is actually fully open though. Later, if I remember correctly.
Ooh.
Probably the PC.
Yeah.
PC one will be probably that last week. It'll probably be open beta
Something
for everybody.
Like yeah.
I got my PS4 beta from a friend, so I'll be playing that PS4 beta.
Lucky Aaron, is this one you're going to be jumping on? Let's see, May 24th. Will you be among the many disappointed when the servers don't work?
I will not be because I'm smarter than the average bear. And
you'll expect it, but you'll still be playing.
No. Like I waited.
Is it only $40?
The game?
For the base game?
I don't think so. I think it's full price.
No, I think it's still $60.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I definitely won't be getting it. No. It's not gonna be free to play?
That?
Overwatch, correct?
Yeah.
It's not gonna be free to play.
The
no,
Pixar looking
Look it up. Look it up.
I'm running a show. You look it up.
The Pixar,
me, bitch.
The Pixar looking shooter, correct?
The Pixar shooter.
Pixar.
Yeah.
Yes,
Pixar
you
meets
got it.
TF2.
Yeah.
Hey, Goliath.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Let's talk about that. The launch of
Pixar.
Nope. You want to try again?
Disney.
Nope. Want to try again?
No, I don't.
Tom Clancy's The Division.
Okay.
Launched just on Tuesday.
yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yep. To a massive.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, Alex.
Disappointment.
Okay.
Ooh, I saw
wait,
that look.
Wait, time out.
Wait, wait, wait. You're disappointed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean massive disappointment?
What did you think it was going to
be? Like server disappointed? Gameplay disappointed?
Server disappointment. We already know the game's going to be.
Really? Are you fucking dense? Do you understand how servers work on release days?
I didn't.
They don't. Exactly. Did you see Street Fighter?
I didn't run into anything.
Did you play?
Yeah.
And you were on, huh?
Yeah.
No.
I was watching Gaming Since Gaming's stream. He was streaming for a long time all day on Tuesday.
See, but I did play later in the night. So that
That couldn't have came out any more creepy.
That's
in the night, I was playing The Division.
It was good.
Can we not get a smooth launch, though?
Right
now?
No.
No,
because
you're
expecting way too much.
For a game to launch smoothly?
By the way, Overwatch is actually $40 for the base edition.
Really?
Yes, you can smooth launch if it's a single player, not online game.
No.
And you still might get some bugs.
Sometimes no. Because they're usually tied to some stupid server back home, and they don't have it routed correctly.
Not the new Tetris game.
Tetraminos?
Yeah. That game came out.
Flawless launch?
Flawless.
Good.
Because it's all five people playing.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
And they loved the launch.
Know your audience.
Exactly.
Yes.
All five.
What I don't understand, though, is that even the last two games in recent memory that have been large were The Division and Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them had an extensive beta period, it felt like. And then they both come out and they're still just.
Because the beta doesn't encompass all of the.
Everything. It doesn't.
It still has bugs.
I don't even want to be mean, but like all of literally the people who just pick it up. Who have nothing up until that point and then just go. Because there must be at least like seven times the number of people who play in betas.
Correct.
Easy, right?
Yeah.
And then it sells millions of copies, right? Launch day. Like, I don't know a framework that can handle that type of just unrelenting traffic. And people are dumb, too, because so they keep trying. Like, they keep doing
log in and out,
log in and out and in and out. And they're like, oh, I can't get it. But it's like, it'll just stop, and maybe it'll stop.
It won't. It won't, because.
It's called buy it and then play it later. Wait a week,
yeah,
and you'll be great.
Not even a week.
Usually, two or three days.
It feels
wait
like
a week
still,
to the minute, and you'll be perfect.
The minute, yeah.
It feels like it still tricks people, though. Like, Webb, for example, Division, I knew. I was like, I'm not going to get the game day one. He's like, oh, I'm going to stream it first night, 9 o'clock p.m. I'll be right there. And he was still at the store, you know, first of all. Then he gets home, and the server's not working.
So you are talking about Webb.
That's
bless
true.
Oh, yes.
Bless
his love him to death, but yes.
He's
an angel.
He is.
He is now, literally.
He was our first Man Crush Monday.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We Man Crush Monday'd him.
It was a cute outfit he had on.
That's so terrible.
It was a cute outfit.
Oh, we love Webb.
He was optimistic about it, but
I
don't know. Maybe he hasn't done too many launches of video games.
Well, I think after this very show, we're going to try and play. Are you in, Aaron?
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
All right.
But
yep.
It's going to work. I mean, it's still glitched. Me, Webb, and Noel went through a mission last night, and I got stuck in the trunk of a car.
Where you belong?
And
did someone put you there?
No, I I literally just
no,
got.
No, he got there of his own volition.
Somebody walked up,
I got
punched him,
shoes.
And
I
want to
be here.
I got some new shoes, and I ducked behind the car to put them on. I put them on and I was like, sweet. And I stood up and then boom, I was stuck. And I was like, I can't move, guys. Like, nothing's happening.
During the last beta I played, I rolled through cover and I fell off next to a staircase. And I was just standing on top of these like tarps in this area. I was like, oh, this is cool, guys. I can
totally still a couple of bugs. I mean,
it's Ubisoft.
It's Ubisoft. Yeah, it's Ubisoft. Yeah. They're still using the Assassin's Creed engine.
Are they really?
I have no idea.
No, they're using that
like
Snowdrop.
Yeah, Snowdrop. It's their new.
That's the newest one?
Yeah, so there's going to be bugs. It's the first time they're using it.
And there's going to be bugs if it's the 17th time.
That's true.
It's,
have you met Bethesda?
It's still a good game, though. They play through the whole mission. I got my level up, and then I logged off, and then logged back on.
You couldn't fast travel?
No, I couldn't press start. I couldn't do anything.
You're like full locked?
Yeah, I was full locked. Only thing I can do was move the thumbstick to turn the camera around myself.
That
so
sounds
I saw
like
my
me
sweet
in
shoes the
Assassin's
whole time.
Creed.
Were they worth it, though?
They were worth it.
Okay.
All-terrain
that's
shoes.
The important part.
Yeah.
Were they? Okay. Okay.
All-terrain shoes.
Yeah. All-terrain shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to say.
Pumped up kicks.
But I'm enjoying it, man.
Another kind of big news story. Riot Games has acquired Radiant Entertainment.
I don't know what Radiant does. Yeah, who's I saw the post.
They do a free-to-play. Well, they did a free-to-play fighting game.
Yes. Game? So they did the first one. They did is Stone Hearth.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that. I've never played it, but I've heard of it.
Never actually heard of that.
Is it what it sounds like?
It's.
Is it a complete ripoff of Hearthstone?
No.
But with rocks. Yeah.
They have that game. That game's still going to continue on, but they made another game. It was called, not Rocket League. What the hell am I thinking? Rising Thunder. Another
that one I haven't heard of that.
That's the one made by Seth Killian, right?
It
doesn't have combos. You just press buttons and there's cooldowns.
Is it no, robot? It had no, combos, no. though.
Yeah, there was combos.
I played it, yeah.
It was a robot.
Right with the cooldowns of the but it,
of
it
the specials. Have, sorry, yeah. It was a special move, so it wasn't execution. That's what it was.
No executions, yeah.
Right.
That was kind of weird to get used to at first.
Well, that's why, like, Seth Killian, if I remember correctly, was talking about it. He's like, one of the things, like, it's really cool when you watch, you know, people do these, like, frame-perfect combos and stuff. But to the average user at home, that's not a thing you're going to do. Like, ever. That's never a thing you're going to do. Even if you ever thought of it or saw it, you're never going to do it. So, to be able to enable more people to do more cool stuff, why not just have a button that you can hit for these things and
it
was stuff.
It worked
right
it worked
it brings down fine. The barrier or whatever so.
Yeah but I don't know the cooldowns kind of took a little longer than I
yeah
would
my
like.
Little brother said it was weird to play it and it was kind of it took out some of the mind games of the game where you can bait someone into doing something and have them screw up their execution or do execution a certain way such that they're unprepared to react to something. It was just every time it's off cooldown, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Hmm.
Which didn't work out the same way that he wanted, I guess.
I know our friend Jay Gist was a big fan of the game, and he was really into it before all the Street Fighter V stuff started popping up in the betas. But
popping up.
What happened is Riot has acquired Radiant. If you're a fan of Stone Hearth, well, you're lucky. The game's going to keep going. It's a town-building simulator. But
oh, wow, sweet. It's
Minecraft.
Yeah. Rising Thunder has been shut down, though, completely.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I was just about to get back on that.
Me, too.
But don't be...
I was installing it tonight.
I'm so sad still.
Don't cry, guys.
I'm
going to
cry. I'm crying right now.
Don't. Please don't.
I'm going to cry.
Don't cry.
I'm going to cry right now.
Baby, don't cry.
Okay, I'm not going to cry when you say that.
Yeah, you guys.
I'll see myself out.
It's a long hallway.
Basically, what they said in Radiant's press release was, as for Rising Thunder, the team will start work on a new game that we're incredibly excited about. We wish we could say more now, but rest assured you'll hear more about the game when the time is right.
That's nothing. They could have put a single period at the end of that sentence that preceded it and said the exact same amount of stuff.
Well, there's a few things we can maybe glean from this. Because the game wasn't hated. Like, it was actually...
It was universally despised. You're right.
No.
Everyone said it was the worst thing they've ever touched.
No, it actually had a good reputation in the FGC for being, like, kind of a balanced, simplified game. Like, it wasn't terrible. And me and Aaron both played it. We had the same opinion. The game is fun, and it's good to play, but it's just boring as hell. Because the characters don't differentiate themselves.
No, they don't.
They're all extremely, like... What is that?
The voice acting was kind of on the bad side as well.
Stereotypical, like you had the Russian robot.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it was very stereotypical.
Also, they were all robots, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, there was
robots.
a certain something lost in doing it.
They
like
painted
that.
Themselves into a corner with that all robots BS.
That's not true.
Yeah, they did. They hit every major country, and then they were just like, "Well,
that's it.
What other characters can we do?
You can double up on countries.
Wait, I think Africa has a few countries. No, let's not.
They have a Chaka
the
Zulu
blacks don't make robots.
Mecha Zulu.
Yeah. It was they kind of painted themselves in it. Because if it's supposed to be a free-to-play game and they're going to release more characters, what else are you doing?
Oh, don't do that.
Feels good.
What more are you going to do? They were done.
So many people just turned off the show immediately when they heard that. You suck.
They don't know what that is. And they'll never know.
Yeah, it's horrible.
What my thought is that the game needed a license. And... Riot also happens to have another big license in League of Legends. So...
What's League of Legends?
League of Legends is a
Who is Riot?
Do
you think they would license their characters for it?
I think they will.
They do a lot of... Riot does a lot of dumb shit, so I mean, they might do
you
that.
Why do you think that'd be dumb? I think that'd be a great idea.
I don't like the game that League of Legends has become.
That doesn't have anything to do with this. You're letting your prejudice for League of Legends ruin what could be a fun game.
So the whole... I'm letting the entire purpose that Riot Games as a company exists prejudice how I think Riot Games is going to do with another game studio.
You're just saying words.
You're letting Peter Molyneux's dreams affect how he's going to make future games.
That's exactly how it works.
Well, then he's right. There you go.
Thank you.
Jada, you play a lot of League. Would you play a League fighter? Can you imagine those characters in a 2D plane fighting each other?
Like Street Fighter style, basically? Yeah. No.
Smash Brothers style, and then you got to deal.
Smash, I could do. I could totally see the Smash. Well, I mean, it makes sense. Smash, you've got, you know, the four directions with your Smash attacks. Mm-hmm. You've got four moves plus a passive on your
You're
champions.
You're welcome, Riot.
So, yeah, that makes more sense than a 2D fighter.
You're welcome, Riot.
So what?
My name's Aaron Carter. Check. Should be in the mail now. Thank you.
Riot has your social and your address.
Hail to the no.
It could be a smart move by Riot. They have a massive following, regardless of what the bags of the world feel about Riot. They do have a giant following of people.
Well, first of all, let's hope there's no more bags of the world that are like this bags of the world.
There's at least one brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, even
he, we have hope for him.
Yeah, there's still hope for him.
There's no hope for him.
I think it'd be wise. I mean, they already have a chokehold on.
You think
esports.
They would basically rebrand Rising Thunder with League of Legends characters?
Yes,
that's what you're saying.
I don't think so. Riot seems
like it's missing a spark still.
Riot, do they have all the employees from?
Yes.
Okay, so I was gonna say Riot has no idea of how to make a good game. So why would they go and try to make another
they
one?
They have no idea.
This is one of those situations, though, where the magic of licensing could really change.
But how many times have the magic of licensing really actually done that? I just wrote an article on Pokemon licensing, how they can make different type of Pokemon games that would be very successful. Like I just previously had a Smash Brothers, a full Pokemon Smash Brothers game. You know when people would buy that crap?
You mean like Pokken Tournament?
Yeah.
No. I mean like Smash Brothers, but all Pokemon.
A good fighting game, though.
How dare you?
Are you just saying Smash Brothers is a bad fighting game?
I'm swinging wild now. Look what
you
did, Corey.
Yeah, you are just...
No, but it's the idea that Pokken Tournament's a different type of fighting game. But they are making a fighting game out of it. So,
yeah,
I mean,
they are.
So even the thing that you're talking about, the heart of what you're saying, is actually still technically true, is they can make a fighting game with all Pokemon characters, and it'll still be successful of a certain modicum, right?
But I don't know if Riot has that pool.
There's different types of licensing, though. There's like licensing, you have a shitty game, and then you put, you know, license it out, and then you get some success out of it. But
like Super Mario Brothers 2, right?
How dare you? That was a massive success.
But in this case, you have a game that was actually really solid and good.
That's actually what worries me about it, is it was really solid and good, but sort of the character design was off, right?
Yeah.
So Riot is awful at balancing things.
Yeah.
They're one of the worst.
And making good games.
I focus that into they don't know how to make the game. They don't have a solid vision, and they don't know how to balance the game, so therefore it makes it not a good game. So yes, you're technically right. But the idea that it worries me when you say this is a balanced game and then it gets bought out by a company that can't make balanced games. Mm. Like that is a huge red flag to me. Because
do we know 100% that Riot can't balance games, or that they just do it to make money? Because
does it matter?
It does a little bit. The intent matters a little bit, because I do feel I agree with you on Riot's balancing, because it always feels like anytime a brand new character comes out, it's like this character just wrecks house and everyone pays a bunch of money to get it immediately.
Yeah, and then they even do things where they will like rebalance something and it's still wildly unbalanced, which doesn't even necessarily net them a monetary gain, because it's an old character that's still been around for a long time. They'll rebalance it and it'll be just broken.
Really? Yeah, that's.
And they have hundreds of characters, correct?
Thousands, really.
Thousands.
Yeah. Okay. Feels like it.
I actually have no idea.
They're at about 120 or 130 right now.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
I think while
Dota have?
There's
80. Yeah. I think Dota's 80, 90.
Riot's player base is so big, though, and esports is getting more popular, especially the FGC seems to be growing a lot. within the last year, and it's looking like it's going to get bigger. So it would make sense for Riot to try and move in on that ground, whether they use League or not.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, but I don't think the FGC would. I don't think the FGC itself would actually touch it with a 10-foot pole.
The current FGC, probably not. But the bunch of MOBA players who aren't quite good enough, who have interest, crossover interest in fighting games.
Who are they?
Yeah,
your Noelles of the world.
No, that sounds like no.
Your Jadas of the world.
You're not good enough to MOBA.
Jada plays MOBA and fighting games, and then plays them well on both genres.
Yeah,
this is not. Oh, I suck at this genre.
That's
what you're saying, Corey.
What am I saying?
You're saying okay. So you're saying basically somebody who is good at League of Legends but is terrible at Street Fighter.
No. He's saying reverse it. Yeah, they like League.
They love League.
They're not good at it. So
hey, good enough to go pro is what I'm saying.
Jada's awesome, but you're not going to see person in a fighting game.
You're not going to see Jada on Team Delta Mid or whatever they're called.
That's a real.
You never know. CLG. I'm coming for CLG. I'm gonna get drafted. Did they do drafts?
Probably.
I think so.
I literally don't know. Sometimes I actually call up. They used to have secondary teams that would have like their challenger ranked team and stuff.
But they have no set release date for this, right?
Tomorrow.
All right. I'm looking for.
No, this thing hasn't even been announced. We're completely just spitballing.
So 2019.
20 yeah. Never.
20 never. More than likely, it's just completely
hell. It's so already never.
What their other game, Stonehearth, was in production.
No, it's still out.
Was it out? Was
I
it
think
released?
It was out.
It was in. I don't know. Pre-alpha.
I never played it. I can't tell you. That's why it's weird that they would cancel the one that.
That's
what
I'm
did
saying.
Have notoriety.
Why are you doing this? Riot. Why are you doing this?
Stonehearth is closed. Oh, sorry. That's a. Restaurant.
What do they have there? What type of cuisine?
What was their specialty?
I think I bet you it's New American.
I've been seeing that a lot. New American everywhere.
Italian.
Community supported kitchen offering health focused, nutrient dense food.
Takeout.
A couple of days a week.
One couple of days a week.
Sign of the times here, ladies and gentlemen. Disney and Wargaming are not going to be on the E3 showroom.
Oh, there's tons of people. It. Activision and EA also pulled out.
Oh, I knew EA did. I did not know.
Activision pulled out
as well.
Activision
Blizzard.
Yeah
they're
people
gone as
well.
They
were talking about a post E3 thing. Mm-hmm. I know they had been talking about that for years now.
Yeah.
But they're like, it's becoming more and more reality that E3 is going to this. Well, we don't really need it.
Yeah. Well,
which is funny because people really needed it for a really long time. Mm-hmm.
Can we give away something to the person that finds the episode where I called it like 2 years ago? I was like, E3 has probably got a few more E3s left.
Yeah, we've all said that.
And it's be done. It's
also,
be done.
Part of it's the pageantry's gone. Like,
Yeah.
Really, no one.
Well, I think when they started, they took away the exclusivity to press. That also kind of hurt the buzz around E3.
They killed it for me. I hated it.
Last year was terrible compared to my first year two years ago.
The other big thing is they don't really show a lot of games like they used. Like, there's not the big wow. Like, after I walked away from that press conference, I knew I was going to be a Sony person. I knew I was going to be an Xbox person because of the
announcements.
Plethora of games that they showed.
Jabby McGee in chat says it's too much hype.
Maybe
it's not enough. Too much hype?
I think it's
not. Has it had too much hype
in
the last years?
I think it's not enough hype anymore.
When Bethesda has
any hype.
When Bethesda has best in show, basically.
Yeah, one game company came out and pretty much dismantled some major
companies.
With one game.
Basically.
Because Doom, I'm sorry. People who are jumping on this Doom bandwagon, it's not going to be good.
Yeah, it's actually the Doom train.
There you go. That sounds better. Instead of the Doom bandwagon.
Oh, that game. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, because it used to be who's going to win out of the big three.
Mm-hmm.
But then Bethesda comes and kills all of them.
Trumps them.
Come on now.
Speaking of which, Aaron and I will be at E3 this year.
I know. Right?
I'll be there
so
too.
So excited.
Thank you.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to E3.
Oh, okay, well, you get your car broken into.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going on with
you? I know. I'm still going to E3. I'm not missing that.
And GDC.
Yep.
So you'll be back with GDC updates.
Yeah, I'll be at GDC next week.
I'm
also going to Twitch for their.
It's kind of like Fallout.
Obviously, be at Twitch for Mm-hmm. A St. Patrick's Day thing.
So it's going to look like Fallout cool. E3.
Jada will be at GDC. We'll make sure she comes back to give us all of the news. Myself and the real David Webb will be at Silicon Valley Comic Con the next weekend, and we're going to do a show live from the hotel room, so you never know what's going to happen.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We're going to try and see which guests.
I've seen that video.
We're going to see what guests we can pluck out of the showroom floor. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well done.
I'm not even going to acknowledge that, Aaron. It's been one of those shows. I know when Webb told me, because Webb's been doing the scheduling. He does a lot around here. So he did the scheduling. He said, oh, you have Jada and Bags, completely random. I said, fuck you. You did this because you hate me.
Yay.
And of course, it was a tumultuous show, but we got through it.
You know, Bags really took the spotlight tonight. You're super animated tonight.
He ran the gamut.
Show stealing.
He ran the gamut.
He ran a good gambit today.
No, the gambit.
The gamut.
Well, thank you guys all for listening. For Alexander Bags, Jade Arena, Sir Aaron Carter, my name is Corey Vincent, and you have just been banged.
I really don't like that ending.
I love that ending.